समाचार सेवा प्रभाग से प्रस्तुत है कार्यक्रम परिक्रमा।
नमस्कार, हमारे स्टूडियो की घड़ी में शाम के ठीक 4:30 बजे हैं और ये समय है आपके न्यूज मैगजीन कार्यक्रम परिक्रमा का, जिसमें हम आपके लिए लेकर आते हैं वो सारी जानकारी जिनका आपसे है सरोकार। श्रोताओं, आधे घंटे के इस कार्यक्रम में राष्ट्रीय और अंतर्राष्ट्रीय समाचार होंगे, चलेंगे अपने क्षेत्रीय संवाददाताओं के पास और जानेंगे कि क्या कुछ खास है उनके पास। इसके अलावा खेल गतिविधियों पर भी रहेगी हमारी नजर और हम करेंगे उन विशिष्ट व्यक्तियों को भी याद जिनकी आज है पुण्यतिथि, जयंती या जन्मदिन। श्रोताओं, परिक्रमा के इस अंक के साथ मैं हूं नेहा गोस्वामी और मेरे साथ है मेरी सहयोगी शगुन चोपड़ा। शगुन, आपको भी मेरा नमस्कार।
नमस्कार नेहा, एंड नमस्कार टू ऑल आवर लिसनर्स। वेल यस, अ हार्टफेल्ट हेलो एंड अ वेरी गुड डे टू ईच एंड एवरी सिंगल वन ऑफ यू। वेल, यू आर ट्यून्ड टू परिक्रमा ऑन 100.1 FM विद शगुन चोपड़ा एंड नेहा गोस्वामी। एंड एज नेहा टोल्ड यू लिसनर्स, देयर इज अ लॉट व्हिच इज कमिंग टू यू, द ऑल द स्टफ दैट वी हैव प्लान्ड, वी हैव पुट टुगेदर इन द नेक्स्ट 30 मिनट्स। फर्स्ट वी विल गिव यू द सिलेक्शन ऑफ न्यूज, then our discussion segment Dateline India, stay tuned for that. Specifically, we'll give you reports, capsules, also tributes at the ending of the program. So there is a lot to look forward to, right? All of this over the next 30 minutes, but first we'll begin with the headlines.
भारत ने चीन के साथ सीमा निर्धारण के स्थायी समाधान और अविश्वास दूर करने पर बल दिया।
New Delhi holds talks with Moscow on supply of S-400 systems, Su-30 MKI upgrades and expedite procurement of critical military hardware.
ओडिशा के पुरी में भगवान जगन्नाथ, बलभद्र और देवी सुभद्रा की विश्व प्रसिद्ध वार्षिक रथ यात्रा शुरू।
US President Donald Trump hints at major trade deal with India.
मानसून के अगले 3-4 दिनों में देश के सभी हिस्सों में पहुंचने का अनुमान। मौसम विभाग ने आज पश्चिमी हिस्सों में मूसलाधार बारिश की संभावना व्यक्त की।
And now listeners, it's time for our segment Dateline India. And today, as Neha also was telling you in the headline section, today Rath Yatra, the sacred occasion, the very lovely occasion of Rath Yatra is being observed today, right?
Ji. ओडिशा के पुरी में भगवान जगन्नाथ की विश्व प्रसिद्ध वार्षिक रथ यात्रा आज से शुरू हो रही है। इसमें भाग लेने के लिए देश विदेश से लाखों श्रद्धालु एकत्रित हुए हैं। इस दौरान भगवान जगन्नाथ और उनके बड़े भाई बलभद्र और छोटी बहन देवी सुभद्रा के विग्रह रथों में सवार होकर दर्शन देते हैं और मौसी के घर गुंडीचा मंदिर जाने के लिए तैयार होते हैं। वे गुंडीचा मंदिर में 9 दिन का प्रवास करते हैं। भगवान जगन्नाथ, भगवान बलभद्र और देवी सुभद्रा की शोभा यात्रा आज सुबह भक्तिभाव और उत्साह के साथ निकाली गई। शोभा यात्रा में पुजारियों द्वारा देवताओं के विग्रह को जगन्नाथ मंदिर के गर्भगृह से उनके राजसी रथों तक ले जाया गया।
Well, yes, this occasion is specifically very important for the spiritual seekers. Also, the Rath Yatra of Puri remains one of the most vibrant and significant festivals in India, drawing pilgrims, tourists, and as I was telling you about spiritual seekers, in a divine confluence of faith and celebration together. The holy town of Puri, it is witnessing an overwhelming spiritual spectacle today as the world famous Rath Yatra of Lord Jagannath begins with grandeur and devotion. Lakhs of devotees from across India and abroad, they have gathered to participate in this sacred event. Well, the ceremonial Bahandi Bijay, this is a ritual, the procession, the ritual procession of Lord Jagannath, Lord Balbhadra and Devi Subhadra. This was conducted with traditional fervor this morning. This happened this morning. Also, in this sacred procession, the deities were escorted from the sanctum of the Jagannath temple to their majestic chariots by dedicated priests. Following the Pahandi, the deities were ceremoniously seated on their respective chariots, Nandi Ghosh, Taladwaja and Dharapadala Nana.
Ji, aakhir kyun nikali jati hai Jagannath Rath Yatra? हर साल आषाढ़ माह में सूप की द्वितीय तिथि पर भगवान जगन्नाथ अपने बड़े भाई बलराम और बहन सुभद्रा के साथ अपनी मौसी के घर जाते हैं। इसे ही जगन्नाथ यात्रा कहा जाता है। इसके लिए 3 अलग-अलग रथ बनाए जाते हैं। इसमें भगवान जगन्नाथ, बल्लभ व देवी सुभद्रा के रथ की आभा देखते ही बनती है। रथों की कैसे की जाती है पहचान? रथ यात्रा में भगवान जगन्नाथ, बल्लभ व देवी सुभद्रा के रथों की पहचान उनके रंग व ऊंचाई से की जाती है। बलराम जी के रथ को तालज कहते हैं, यह लाल और हरे रंग का होता है। वहीं देवी सुभद्रा के रथ को देवदलन या पद्म रथ के नाम से पुकारा जाता है, यह काला या नीला और लाल रंग का होता है। वहीं भगवान जगन्नाथ के रथ को नंदी घोष या गरज कहते हैं।
Of course, yes, we there painted the picture for you there, listeners. Also, let's now share some interesting facts about Rath Yatra. Well, no foreigners or non-Hindus are allowed within the temple vicinity. However, during Rath Yatra, everyone can see and even touch the deity, symbolizing Lord Jagannath's universal accessibility, right? Also, king sweeps the path. The Gajpati king of Puri performs the Chhera Pahandra. This is the ritual where he sweeps the chariot platform with a golden broom, also signifying humility before the divine, regardless of status. Also, the third point which I would like to discuss with our listeners, it's about deities fall ill. 15 days before Rath Yatra, the deities, they are believed to fall ill after bathing with 108 pots of water during Snan Purnima. They rest during Anasara. This is a symbolic period of recuperation before the grand journey. Also, the main door of Jagannath temple, it remains closed. The Singhdwar or the Lion's Gate of the temple, it remains closed due to the illness and provides a week of time for rest. Also, according to people who have attended Rath Yatra in Puri, let's tell our listeners about that. Lord Jagannath seems to refuse moving initially when the festivity begins, no matter how many hundreds of people they push from behind and pull from the front. Now, focusing on Hera Panchami, the deity had a spat with his wife Mahalakshmi when he came out of the Jagannath temple. So, on the fifth day of the Rath Yatra, Mahalakshmi, in the form of Subarna Mahalakshmi, visits Gundicha temple and warns Jagannath to return quickly. Also, in Odisha, about 10 lakh devotees today thronged Puri to catch a glimpse of deities on chariots on the occasion of the annual world-famous Rath Yatra. Well, this is the only time in the entire year that the devotees saw Lord Jagannath leaving the Puri Jagannath temple with his brother Balram and sister Subhadra. Three majestically decorated chariots carrying idols of deities were towed this afternoon from Puri Jagannath temple along the 3-kilometer stretch of Grand Road on a 9-day sojourn to their aunt's place, Gundicha temple. Well, we also have a report for specifically for you listeners to find out more about this. This is filed by our correspondent.
A total of 148 festivals are celebrated annually at Puri Jagannath temple. Of these, Rath Yatra is the most renowned. In this scared procession, the deities were escorted from the Sanctum Sanctorium of Jagannath temple to their majestic chariots by dedicated sevayats. Following the pahundi, the deities were ceremoniously seated on their respective chariots, Nandigos, Taladhwaj and Darpadalana. In a key royal ritual, Gajpati Maharaj Divya Singh, they performed the Chhera Pahara or ceremonial sweeping of the chariots with golden broom, symbolizing the humanity and service to the Lord. The pulling of the chariots started a short while ago, marking the beginning of the deity's annual journey to the Gundicha temple. While Taladhwaj of Lord Balabhadra rolled along the Puri Grand Road, Darpadalana of Devi Subhadra trailed behind. Lord Jagannath's Nandigos, the largest of the three chariots, followed after the other two. It is expected that the chariots will reach Gundicha temple before the sunset. The deities will stay at Gundicha temple before returning to Bahuda Jatra on 5th of July. Devotees from all walks of life have been making a beeline to the town since yesterday to catch the glimpse of the presiding deities of the 12th century scene of Sri Jagannath. The Rath Yatra of Puri remains one of the most vibrant and significant festivals in India, drawing pilgrims, tourists and spiritual seekers in a divine confluence of faith and celebration. The holy city of Puri has been placed under 5-tiered security blanket for 9 days long Rath Yatra festival. As many as 200 platoons of police force and 8 companies of border security force, Central Reserve Police Force have been deployed throughout the scattered coastal town for the Rath Yatra. Similarly, around 10,000 personnel of Odisha Police, Central Armed Police Force and Home Guard have been deployed in Puri and around the city during Rath Yatra this year. Various departments of the state government have made elaborate preparations to ensure smooth and incident-free Rath Yatra. With Nina Sahu, this is SN Patnaik, Akashvani Puri.
Puri. और समय है अपने क्षेत्रीय संवाददाताओं से जानने का कि उनके पास क्या विशेष है।
राइट,
गुजरात में अहमदाबाद में भगवान जगन्नाथ जी की 148वीं रथ यात्रा उल्लास और श्रद्धा पूर्वक निकाली गई। राज्य की सबसे बड़ी रथ यात्रा में तीन रथों में सवार भगवान जगन्नाथ, भाई बलभद्र और बहन सुभद्रा के दर्शन करने के लिए भक्तों का सैलाब उमड़ पड़ा है। पेश है एक रिपोर्ट।
भगवान जगन्नाथ जी की 16 किलोमीटर लंबी रथ यात्रा सरसपुर पहुंच चुकी है। सरसपुर मंदिर में विश्राम और भोजन के बाद रथ यात्रा वापस इसी मार्ग से जमालपुर स्थित निज मंदिर पर देर शाम तक वापस पहुंचेगी। रथ यात्रा के लिए राज्य की पुलिस ने सघन बंदोबस्त किया है और किसी भी अप्रिय घटना को रोकने के लिए पहली बार AI ड्रोन का भी उपयोग किया है। 16 किलोमीटर लंबी रथ यात्रा सुशोभित रथों को आज सुबह मुख्यमंत्री भूपेंद्र पटेल ने पहिंद विधि के साथ प्रस्थान करवाया। इसके पहले गृह मंत्री अमित शाह ने सुबह 4 बजे मंगला आरती में भी भाग लिया। प्रवेश अड़ियचा, आकाशवाणी समाचार, अहमदाबाद।
Now from Gujarat, let's proceed to Sikkim, listeners. In a key step toward promoting tourism and preserving cultural heritage in Namchi, the fourth coordination meeting for Rangki Mela 2025, it was held yesterday at the town hall Namchi. We have a report. Listen in.
The meeting was chaired by MLA Namchi Singhithang and advisor Denchong Cooperative Society Shatish Chandra Rai, along with heads of offices and Rangke Mela Collaboration Committee members. During his address, Mr. Rai stressed the importance of evolving Rangke Mela into a nationally recognized cultural festival. He called for the event to serve as an educational platform for the younger generation to connect with Sikkim's rich heritage. He also shared ideas for organizing diverse sports and cultural activities to enrich the event and boost Namchi's appeal as a tourist destination. District Collector Namchi, Ms. Anupa Tamling, pledged full administrative support and called for effective coordination to maintain law and order, sanitation and transport. She urged adherence to government protocols for a safe and inclusive celebration. SSP Namchi Karma Gyabso Bhutia assured police support and highlighted the need for child-friendly entertainment and sufficient security booths. Rangke Mela 2025 will be celebrated from 13th to 17th July with major events scheduled for 16th and 17th July. With Dilli Ram Dulal, Mainak Chatterjee, Akashvani Gangtok for Parikrama.
Well, yes, listeners, after going to Gujarat, focusing on Gujarat, finding out there what was happening also and finding out about Sikkim, now we are moving to Chennai, listeners. Special Economic Zone at the Madras Export Processing Zone, it has formally partnered with the Center for Development of Advanced Computing, a premier R&D institution under the Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology, and that brings its deep technical expertise and national mission focus to the collaboration. Find out more in this report.
This strategic partnership is aimed at bridging critical skill gaps and enhancing employability aligned with Skill India and Digital India missions. It will support the upskilling of the workforce across special economic zones across Tamil Nadu, Andaman and Puducherry through a multi-pronged approach. A dedicated IT skill development center will be established within the zone to offer practical hands-on training in emerging technologies such as high-performance computing, artificial intelligence, Internet of Things, drone technologies, quantum computing and cybersecurity, equipping participants with in-demand digital competencies. This collaboration is a strategic step toward creating a resilient tech-empowered workforce by combining CDAG's research and development strength with MEP's strong industrial base. In addition to technical training, the partnership will also focus on structured capacity building programs for special economic zone personnel, ensuring continuous alignment with industry's trends. This effort is designed to promote inclusive, innovation-driven industrial growth across the region. Joy, Akashvani, reporting for Parikrama from Chennai.
और अब चलते हैं खेल के मैदान में और जानते हैं वहां की हलचल।
फर्स्ट वी आर गिविंग द अपडेट्स अबाउट क्रिकेट। The International Cricket Council, ICC, has announced new power play rules for shortened T20 matches and clearly defined the number of overs allowed up front with restricted field in its new playing conditions for the shortest format. As per the new rules, effective from next month, a reduced game of 8 overs in an innings, which will have 3 overs as power play, will now have 2.2 overs of power play with only 2 fielders outside the 30-yard circle. Similarly, For a 5-over innings, 1.3 overs will be of power play, and for an innings of 10 overs, 3 of those will be power play overs. 4.3 overs of power play has been slotted in the updated ICC table. For 15-over innings, shortened T20 matches refer to 2020 cricket games that are reduced in length due to interruptions, most commonly caused by rain, bad light or other delays.
महिला हॉकी इंडिया मास्टर्स कप के फाइनल में ओडिशा ने पंजाब को 1-0 से हराकर खिताब अपने नाम कर लिया। वहीं हॉकी इंडिया मास्टर्स कप के पुरुष वर्ग के फाइनल में तमिलनाडु का मुकाबला महाराष्ट्र से हो रहा है। महिला वर्ग में तीसरे और चौथे स्थान के लिए हुए मैच में हरियाणा ने तमिलनाडु को 4-3 से मात दी। वहीं पुरुष वर्ग में चंडीगढ़ ने ओडिशा को 2-1 से हराकर तीसरा स्थान हासिल किया।
नाउ लेट्स गिव यू द बिजनेस अपडेट्स लिसनर्स। The benchmark domestic equity indices today ended the week's last trading session on a positive note, rising for fourth consecutive day. Both the indices closed with modest gains of over 0.3% amid positive global cues. The 30-share index at the Bombay Stock Exchange Sensex advanced 303 points to close at 84,059. The National Stock Exchange Nifty 50 increased 89 points to settle at 25,638. Now, in the global crude oil market, Brent crude was trading over 0.8% up at $68.31 per barrel, and WTI crude, it was also trading over 0.8% up at $65.79 per barrel when remotes last came in. Now, in the Indian bullion market, 24-carat gold was trading down at 96,040 rupees per 10 grams. Talking about silver, 999 fine, it was also trading down at 1,05,430 rupees per kilogram when reports last came in.
और अब समय है उन व्यक्तियों को याद करने का जिनकी आज है पुण्यतिथि या जन्मदिवस। इस क्रम में सबसे पहले हम भारत के स्वतंत्रता संग्राम के महान सेनानियों को याद करेंगे।
We remember freedom fighter Raj Narayan Mishra, who was given capital punishment on the 27th of June 1944. A resident of Bhisampur, Uttar Pradesh, Mishra was a Quit India activist. He was involved in the killing of the Thanedar at Mahmudabad Riyasat on 14th of August 1942. He also took part in a number of acts of sabotage in the district and collected arms incognito for the purpose.
The police declared Raj Narayan Mishra an absconder after failing to arrest him from his village and put a reward on his head. He reached Madhya Pradesh under disguise but was arrested for 2 months for taking part in a protest rally.
He spent another 6 months in a Bombay jail under an assumed name for taking part in the movement. Mishra was finally identified and arrested from Meerut while staying at the home of a Gandhi Ashram worker. He was brought back to Kheri and was tried under the Arms Act for murder and sabotage.
On the 27th of June 1944, Raj Narayan Mishra was awarded capital punishment and hanged at Lucknow Jail on the 9th of December 1944 at the young age of 24. We salute the great freedom fighter.
We also remember revolutionary freedom fighter Ashwini Goha, who died on the 27th of June 1934. Born in 1906, Goha was a teacher at a high school in Chittagong. He was one of the backstage organizers of Surya Sen's group of revolutionaries and aided the revolutionaries after the Chittagong Armory Raid.
Guha was arrested on the 25th of April 1931 and detained in the Presidency Jail, Hijli Camp Jail and the Midnapore Central Jail. He was declared mentally unstable and unconditionally released on the 20th of February 1934. Ashwini Guha died on the 27th of June 1934. We salute the great freedom fighter. We also remember nationalist Mool Singh, who died on the 27th of June 1925. Singh was a resident of Jaranwala, District Lailpur, now in Pakistan. He joined the British Indian Army but resigned when he heard of the atrocities committed on the people at Guru Ka Bagh Morcha, Amritsar, in 1922.
Mool Singh participated in the Jatha to Bhai Phiru Gurudwara Sangat Sahib Lahore in 1924 against the British. He was arrested by the police and given rigorous imprisonment for 2.5 years. Mool Singh was tortured in detention and died during internment on the 27th of June 1925 at the age of 40. We salute the great patriot.
We also remember martyr Marbe Singh, who took part in the First War of Independence in 1857. Singh took part in the struggle for freedom from foreign rule in the Bombay Presidency and also offered arms to the independence activists in his region.
He was caught by the British and tried for sedition and rebellion against the British. He was sentenced to imprisonment and sent to the Andaman Islands, where he died in captivity on the 27th of June, 1859.
आज पुण्यतिथि है सैम मानेकशॉ की. भारतीय सेना के इतिहास में कुछ नाम ऐसे हैं जो न केवल सैन्य और वीरता के प्रतीक हैं, बल्कि एक युग को परिभाषित करते हैं. इनमें से फील्ड मार्शल सैम मानेकशॉ का नाम स्वर्ण अक्षरों में दर्ज है. उनके नेतृत्व में भारत ने 1971 के भारत पाकिस्तान युद्ध में ऐतिहासिक विजय हासिल की, जिसके परिणाम स्वरूप बांग्लादेश का निर्माण हुआ. मानेकशॉ की रणनीतिक कुशलता और साहस ने उन्हें भारतीय सेना का एक अमर नायक बना दिया है.
We were talking about Sam Manekshaw. Well, yes, it lifts these kind of songs. They lift our spirits really high. Now, moving on. Today, we are also remembering Helen Adams Keller. Well, it's her birth anniversary today. A wonderful woman who showed the world nothing is impossible. An author, disability rights advocate, also political activist. Well, after an education at both specialist and mainstream schools, Keller attended Radcliffe College of Harvard University and became the first deaf-blind person in the United States to earn a Bachelor of Arts degree. Well, she was a prolific author, writing 14 books and hundreds of speeches and essays. Well, she has also campaigned for those with disabilities and for women's suffrage, also labor rights and world peace. Also, Keller's autobiography, The Story of My Life, it publicized her education and it was adapted as a play by William Gibson and later adapted as a film under the same title, The Miracle Worker.
आज सिख साम्राज्य के सर्वाधिक प्रसिद्ध राजा रंजीत सिंह की पुण्यतिथि है. जब भी देश के इतिहास में महान राजाओं के बारे में बात होगी तो शेर ए पंजाब महाराजा रंजीत सिंह का नाम इसमें जरूर आएगा. पंजाब पर शासन करने वाले महाराजा रंजीत सिंह ने 10 साल की उम्र में पहला युद्ध लड़ा था और 12 साल की उम्र में गद्दी संभाल ली थी. वह 18 वर्ष की उम्र में लाहौर को जीत चुके थे. 40 वर्षों तक के अपने शासन में उन्होंने अंग्रेजों को अपने साम्राज्य के आसपास भी नहीं फटकने दिया. दशकों तक शासन के बाद रंजीत सिंह का 1839 को निधन हो गया, लेकिन उनकी वीर गाथाएं आज भी लोगों को प्रेरित करती हैं.
Well, listeners, today we are also remembering Gail Storm. actress and singer. Well, after a film career from 1940 to 1952 roughly, she starred in two popular television programs of the 1950s. Well, these are called The Gail Storm Show and My Little Margie. For six of her songs, they were top 10 hits also, and her greatest recording success was a cover version of I Hear You Knockin'. But I have selected another song for you to listen to. Listen in, this is Look What You Have.
Look what you have done to me. Got me higher than a tree. I've been acting differently since you came along. Look what you have done to me. I'm as dizzy as can be. I drink beef stew, I chew tea since you came along. It was you who knocked me for a row of pins.
Well, listeners, today we are also remembering R.D. Burman. Well, yes, the music prodigy, the term prodigy is reserved for a select few, and composer Rahul Dev Burman, fondly we call him R.D. Burman or Panchamda. He fits the bill perfectly. Today it's his birth anniversary. Well, this man saw music in everything, quite literary, and from the sound of drops, raindrops, to the rhythm of a typewriter. Well, R.D. Burman could transform everyday sounds into magic.
R.D. Burman ने बॉलीवुड को कई बेहतरीन गानों से नवाजा है। R.D. Burman को प्यार से पंचमदा के नाम से पुकारा जाता था। पंचमदा नाम के पीछे भी एक कहानी है। ये नाम उन्हें दिग्गज अभिनेता अशोक कुमार ने दिया था। पंचमदा ने क्या हुआ तेरा वादा, महबूबा चुरा लिया है तुमने, ओ मेरे दिल के चैन, गिली गिली अखा, हमने तुमको देखा, जैसे कई सुपरहिट गाने बनाए। उन्होंने अपने करियर के दौरान लगभग 300 फिल्मों में संगीत दिया है।
वो कसम वो इरादा
Well, yes, R.D.'s music was anything but conventional. He was a trailblazer who mixed Indian melodies with Western influences also in a way that was ahead of his time. Think of songs like She Also Told You, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna. This was a rebellious anthem of that particular era. Also, the way he used electric guitars, funky rhythms and bold beats, they shook the industry. Then there's this song, Chura Liya Hai Tumne from Yaadon Ki Barat, where he used the sound of a clinking glass to set the tone. We can imagine that also. Abhi, we have seen it and we have also heard it. Also, of course, the way it was picturized also, the clinking glass I'm referring to, listeners. Who does that? He did that, of course. Well, what set R.D. Burman apart was his ability to connect with audiences across generations. Also, his music was youthful. His music was vibrant and often way ahead of its times. Also, R.D. Burman's compositions, they were not just about technical brilliance, but also about creating an emotional resonance that made listeners want to sing, dance and also feel alive. And we have put in a medley of his wonderful songs together. So enjoy, listeners.
शाम मस्तानी मदहोश किए जाए मुझे डोर कोई खींचे तेरी ओर लिए जाए ये शाम मस्तानी ओ मेरे दिल के चैन चैन आए मेरे दिल को दुआ कीजिए गुलाबी आंखें जो तेरी देखी शराबी ये दिल हो गया संभालो मुझको ओ मेरे यारो संभलना मुश्किल हो गया
ये दोस्ती हम नहीं तोड़ेंगे तोड़ेंगे हम मगर साथ ना छोड़ेंगे ये दोस्ती
This sets the spirit right.
आज पीटी उषा अपना जन्मदिन मना रही हैं। पीटी उषा भारत की महानतम एथलीटों में से एक हैं, जिन्हें देश की क्वीन ऑफ ट्रैक एंड फील्ड कहा जाता है। पीटी उषा लंबे स्ट्राइड के साथ एक बेहतरीन स्प्रिंटर रही हैं। उन्होंने 1980 के दशक में अधिकांश समय तक एशियाई ट्रैक एंड फील्ड इवेंट्स में अपना दबदबा बनाए रखा। वे एशिया की सर्वश्रेष्ठ महिला एथलीट मानी जाती हैं।
Well, yes, she has been associated with Indian athletics since the year 1979. Listeners, PT Usha.
और श्रोताओं, अब समय हो चला है आपसे अनुमति लेने का, तो इजाजत दीजिए नेहा गोस्वामी और शगुन चोपड़ा को परिक्रमा कार्यक्रम यहीं पर समाप्त करने की।
नमस्कार।